Hey there, and welcome to the Confident Woman Podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Brooks. Join me as I sit down and chat with co-hosts, friends, and carefully curated guests and talk about all the things that empower you to become your best and most confident self. So let's get started. Hey, friend. Today's episode is going to be different because the season of my life has been completely different. It has been hard, heavy, messy, unimaginable, really. And I don't have the perfect way to begin. So I'm just going to speak from my heart and let the words come as they do. If you've been here for a while, you know the show is about real life, not just the highlight reels. It's about the journey, the process, the becoming. But nothing could have prepared me for this chapter. Earlier this year, I'd lost my father, my dad. He was taken. His life was stolen. Shot and killed. Murdered. It's the kind of sentence you never imagine saying out loud. And yet here I am, still trying to find the words, still trying to find myself. That was the moment everything stopped. The world kept spinning, but mine, it shattered. Pieces scattered everywhere. And suddenly, as I'm looking around and wondering where and how I begin again, it got me thinking about life. And I realized that I wasn't just thinking about business or goals or personal growth anymore. I now just had one task, and that was just to breathe. I've cried more than I knew was possible. I've screamed into pillows, sat in silence, clung to God, wrestled with God, yelled at God, unleashed my heart and everything, and poured it out. I've wrestled with the questions that we'll probably never have answers. We'll never know the whys, the hows, and things that will bring closure, but in this season, we don't, might not ever have. I really don't know. Grief is weird like that. It's something I think that we all have to learn and experience for ourselves. And while I say that grief is no stranger, because it definitely is not in my case, and having had to go through a major loss of this caliber when I had lost my brother all these years ago, nothing could have prepared me for the loss of my father. And again, to hear those life-changing words and the cries from my family that echo and will haunt me for the rest of my days. Your father has been shot and killed. I felt numb and raw, both at the same time. I felt angry, confused, but yet at peace. Yeah, it's still very hard to wrap my head around. And that's the thing with grief. It doesn't follow a formula, and it definitely doesn't wait for any sort of convenient moment or an opportune time to appear. And it doesn't even care if you're strong, if you're prepared, what you're doing, how great your life is, how bad your life is. It doesn't matter. Grief knows no discrimination. It will just come and blindside you. But here's the thing that I have come to realize is that healing, it's on your own pace. It doesn't come with a set time frame. It doesn't happen on someone else's agenda. And there truly is no getting over it. And that's the thing with healing. It's a journey, an ongoing journey. And what I've learned is that it doesn't mean that you carry all of this alone. It means learning to carry it with grace. It means leaning on those that can offer you courage, strength, and support in grief and healing. They both taught me to live with the hole in your heart. It's empowered me to keep showing up. Not perfectly, but honestly. And that's what I'm doing today. I hope you hear my heart. This is not a typical episode, just to put it bluntly. This is not my weekly inspirational, encouraging, and empowering episode, but this is just the realness of what life can bring us. The lessons and the gratitude and the silver linings and the blessings and all the things that should we choose to seek, we will find amongst this dark, dark season. So again, I'm not here to give you three simple steps to make you feel better. And I'm not here to tie this all up with a bow or give you some simple bullet point strategy. I'm just here to sit with you in this mess, in this middle, in this rawness, to hold space, to tell the truth. Because if you're grieving right now, if you've lost someone or something that meant everything to you, if you felt the version of you that existed before no longer fits the life you're living now, I want you to know you're not alone. You don't have to pretend you're okay. You don't have to be confident or polished or put together. You don't have to pretend that you're stronger than you truly are. There's just no more pretending. But what you do have to be and do is just be honest. You just have to be real. Be present. Be here. That is enough. I've had to redefine what that means to be the confident woman. Because it's not about doing it all. And it's not about pushing through. It's about being grounded in whose you are, even when who you are feels lost. Even when who you were feels like a distant memory, a reflection in the mirror of somebody he once were and you once knew. It's about finding faith amongst the rubble. It's about choosing softness when everything inside of you feels hard. And right now, confidence looks like waking up and choosing to keep going. Confidence looks like crying and still believing God is good. Confidence looks like letting go of what you thought life would be and trusting that somehow you'll be rebuilt, even here. So today, I'm leaving space for your grief and mine, space for your humanity and mine, space for your own healing and mine. And this space for us both to just be, and that's okay. So if this episode resonated with you, or it even just allowed you to hold that space, I'm glad. That's one thing that has brought me joy, is to keep being in a place of service, to keep putting out content, to keep creating, to be in a place that I could still seek those fine little moments of joy and gratitude. Those are the little glimmers of hope and light, along with my faith and prayer and all the things in between. And that's what this means, this space, this podcast, this community, there to serve as a reminder that you are not alone. It's here to help walk with you through your hard times and to hear, to hold your hand and mine while remembering that we're not alone, and also to remember who we are. So I just want to encourage you, where there is hope, there is life. And where there is life, there is purpose. And when we can find our way out of this darkness and into the light, we could begin again. But that's the process of becoming. That's the journey to healing. That's the journey to becoming the confident woman. That spark, that identity, and that confidence that was gifted and given to you by your creator is the same spark that is in all of us. And there are seasons of darkness that we walk through this life that will try to snuff out, dim out, or fade our confidence. But we always, through and through, have to remember who we are and whose we are. And even when we start to doubt or question, we have to keep the faith. That faith and our confidence keep us going through the hardest and darkest seasons of our life. So I just want to thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. And thank you for giving me permission to share what's been real and really happening behind the scenes. So be gentle with yourself. You don't have to be okay to keep going, but you do have to keep going to be okay. And I want to encourage you to know that you are seen, you are heard, you are loved, and you are not alone. So until next time, take care.
If today's conversation resonated with you and you are ready to step into your most confident, aligned, and free self, make sure to grab your free confidence blueprint, the first step to stop chasing, start aligning, and create a life and business you love. Grab yourself a copy by clicking on the link in the show notes below.
Hey there, thank you so much for joining me on today's episode of the Confident Woman Podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode as much as I did, please be sure to like,
subscribe,
and leave us a review. Thanks again for listening.